At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The happy moment of the week, the King Charles III report. King Charles is a very brave man. He's taken on the role of bolstering the British people who are going through a bad patch in their economy and their expectations in the various policies that have been initiated or introduced by the Labour Party that has an overwhelming majority, but without sympathy of the British people. The King has taken all that on his shoulders. In addition, his illness is not transparent. We don't know what it is, but the palace has described in reporting it's incurable. The palace has acknowledged that it's cancer. That's all we know. We don't know more than that. But the king is not only putting a brave face on it, he's preparing William quickly, and he's sending William to a conference to take place about green technology in Brazil. And Gregory, you're experienced with kingships. I'm not. It's all news to me. This is proper for a king to spend time with his heir, correct? It's not superstitious. It's not a negative. It's not like talking about a no-hitter in the dugout during a baseball game. It's responsible of the king. Do I say that correctly?
Absolutely. And in fact, the Queen delegated enormous responsibility to Prince Charles when he was Prince of Wales, so that he would learn on the job, as you say. I think the King Charles, has taken it even further with Prince William, who succeeded him as Prince of Wales, in that he has given less space for Prince William to have a private life other than around his family. He's made sure that he's busy on statecraft all of the time, as is the king. People saying he's looking frail, that there are all kinds of reports which come out about his health, but in reality, he's looking fairly robust and was very robust and sharp during the recent state visit of President Trump. And President Trump and the king have an enormously close relationship, even though King Charles also made it clear that he had a very close relationship with the Canadians, who are, in a sense, at odds with the United States at the moment. But King Charles is supporting President Trump is supporting King Charles at this moment of the dilemma of British politics. And that means that President Trump is really putting pressure on Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer to back off from some of his very, very radical behavior. The king, meanwhile, is calming the population. He's being seen as a very stabilizing figure. He has announced in the last day or two the coming of a German state visit to Britain in December. And there hasn't been a visit by the head of state of Germany, the president of Germany, for 27 years to Britain. So this is going to be quite momentous. King Charles, of course, early in his reign, did make a state visit to Germany and addressed the Bundestag, for example, in German, very interestingly. And so it's going to be very significant that he's building back UK-European relationships, but not necessarily in the way which Starmer has been doing. Starmer wants the British back into the European Union, but the king, by doing this, is making it clear that this is one head of state visiting another head of state. So it's a state visit. It's not about politics. So that's very significant, and it shows that the king has the energy to do these sorts of things. Very, very positive indeed. The king continues to gain in popularity, not just in Britain, but in the main dominions and elsewhere in the Commonwealth. I mean, we even see in Pakistan, which is a republic, but still has, as a member of the Commonwealth, is very supportive of the king. Just as Pakistan showed up at the Sharm el-Sheikh peace treaty signing yesterday, and was very supportive of President Trump, and in fact suggested that President Trump, once again, should have received the Nobel Peace Prize. Very, very interesting that Pakistan, who has come close to winning some concern in Washington because Washington is particularly pro-Indian,
right,
that we've got this closeness now again between President Trump and Prime Minister Sharif of Pakistan.
The King Charles III Report with Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, the author of the new book, Noble State, in Praise of Constitutional Monarchy.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.